Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, March the 9th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down a nickel, 542, May wheat up 2.5 cents at 649, May beans down 3.5 cents at 1430 1/4. Really didn't see much overnight. Veg oil prices continue to lead the way in the beans. May oil made a new contract high. Shortages of rapeseed, canola around the world. So these veg oils continue to be the leader in the soybean complex. Outside markets, we've got the gold up $40 an ounce, silver up 76 cents an ounce, Bitcoin up 3,000 a coin. So very strong there. The dollar's down 27 ticks. We did see three ships from the U.S. heading to China filled with ethanol. So the Chinese do need ethanol, and they're taking it some of it from the U.S., which is a little bit helpful for the corn market, bringing back some demand into the corn market, which is a good thing. We haven't seen any export sales here this morning once again, which is a negative. There's been talk about a big Chinese purchase. Maybe it was the ethanol and not corn that they were talking about. But obviously, we've got the report today. They're looking for the corn carryout to be down 42 million. Bean carryout down 3 million, wheat unchanged. Just total slight reductions between Brazil and Argentina on corn and beans. I think it's about 1.5 million metric tons total between the four commodities in the two countries, corn and beans. World stocks, a little bit lower, 1 million or so in the corn. Beans, about 700,000 lower. Wheat, about 800,000 higher. So The wheat should be the weak one in here. If the beans come out under that 117 by much, you know, anything under really 115 would be positive, I think, for the market. The weather in Argentina is still dry, but they're talking about some rains, which put a little pressure on the beans last night. They broke as much as 16 cents off their highs. But it's really going to be about the report today. And then we turn our attention to the quarterly stocks number at the end of the month and the intentions. The intentions, in my opinion, have to be bearish, but the stocks could be bullish out here. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. Really don't see much else out here. Weather in the U.S. looks pretty good. We're going to be cold for the next few days, and starting on Thursday. We're going to go from the 60s back to the 40s. But we think guys are actually getting some work started out here and planning started with the warmer weather and drier conditions. So, you know, so far it looks like we'll get the corn in the ground on time, but that's certainly subject to change on any given week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.